Hot 102.7, Joburg's hottest breakfast show.
Hello, Tony. How are you?
Not great after hearing this news.
No. It's very sad. Jeremy passed away in the early hours of this morning. He fought that battle really, really hard.
Mm.
But that poor body had taken so much punishment in it, and it couldn't anymore. But he was surrounded by family and love and friends, and, you know, you can't ask for more, I think, at the end. I think it's, but it's a big loss. There's a big light that's gone out.
So he died peacefully in his sleep, which is
very peacefully,
you know, which
and
is the way it should happen.
Yeah. And he died at home as well, which is what he wanted. You know, it's always very scary, I think, to go to hospital at this last day.
Yeah.
And so he was here. I'm still at the house. And like I said, he was surrounded by love. He really was.
Yeah, but we've seen on social media all the photographs, and it's almost like the last 6 months he's been saying goodbye to people.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, I think he has, and he held on. He fought so hard. Like, he had no intention of leaving. This was not somebody who was on his way out with any kind of... I mean, you know Jim. He's headstrong with everything. And he was like, no, I'm going to... And one of the things he said to me was, he said, right, I've got everything in order. He got all his documents and everything he needed to get to in order at the very beginning of the year. And he said, and now I'm going to follow the sun. And I said, what does that mean to you? And he says, I'm going to live, laugh, and just I'm going to live as long as I can and laugh as much as I can.
Sure.
And so, he did.
Yeah. Sam, I mean, you know, we both worked with him. You worked with him for a long, long time. He was larger than life, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Oh, completely. Completely. Even in hospital, he was such a brat.
Yeah.
He really was. You know, I'd go and visit him in hospital. He's like, I hate it here. I want to go home. I'm like, can you just not? I hate this food. And the one time, he was so angry, we went to get him a vanilla milkshake. And when we got back, he's like, I don't want it anymore. I was like, dude. Like, he was like, in the second he could get out of there, he would. And I mean, in June, he was in for quite a long time. He had a major infection. And he kept saying, I want to go home tomorrow. And we were like, dude, you can't just go home. He's like, I'm sure I can take this antibiotic drip and, you know, we can just manage it at home. He goes, Sam, you can learn how to do it. Colin, you can learn how to do it.
Surely you can, Sam.
Yes, look, I'm talented. But, you know, there's a few things I just don't do.
Sam, also a very trying time for not only Jim, but for the family as well, having lost family members.
Yeah, I think it's very hard. I think it's very hard. You know, it was a very tight family unit. And the last few years have been very special. And it's very, very sad. You know, everyone's devastated.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've had a hell of a year, haven't we? When you think about it, you know, we lost Kevin earlier on. And, you know, it's this cancer thing. I mean, Mark is going through
so
much at the moment. I mean, he's in hospital getting his lungs drained, and he's going through it. But Jeremy will be known as being a larger-than-life character, as you said, Simon, and also really bringing a different kind of radio to South Africa.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Well, when he was on Highveld years ago, it was groundbreaking, wasn't it, with you two?
Yeah, he really was. He did things that no one had ever done before.
Mm.
And I said at the time, you know, it's like you get dragged along in this Ferrari with no rear view mirror going at 1,000 miles an hour.
Yeah.
And he's like, don't worry, I got this. And we're like, I don't think you got this, but then magically it was always worthwhile.
Yeah, I mean, doing radio with Jeremy was exciting. You know, because you didn't, nothing was impossible. You could do anything you wanted to do.
Yeah.
You know, nothing was out of reach. If you wanted to do crazy stunts or
pranks
or whatever, you know, if Jeremy was behind you and backed you, you could do whatever you wanted. And
well, sometimes Jeremy was behind you pushing you over.
Yeah. Look, often you'd get into trouble.
Come on, Simon, you do it first. We'll be right.
Yeah.
But
a lot of the time he'd get into trouble, but it was totally worth it.
Yeah.
And you know, the other thing he was very generous with his time. You know, I would always remember in the early days, people would come up to him. He was huge. I mean, he was the biggest thing in Joburg. And these youngsters would come up to him, who are all on radio now and doing really well now. Big names now. And they'd be like, sorry, do you have 5 minutes? And Jeremy would sit and shoot the breeze with them and give them advice. He was incredibly generous with that. You know, he was never stingy with his advice or his talent. He gave as much as he could give.
Yeah. And I mean, he was... Ultimately, he was a very kind person.
Yeah, very much so.
He really was. He was a very kind person, very generous of heart.
Yes.
And a lot of things changed, you know. I mean, not just lions in Joburg, but, I mean, animals in Libya were rescued from a zoo because Jeremy was like, we have to rescue Gaddafi's animals. And off he went and rescued the animals out of Gaddafi's zoo. And it's just, it's crazy. People had jobs because of him.
Wow.
You know, people woke up in the morning happy because of him.
Well,
I think that's the legacy he leaves, you know.
I wish him... would be nice at times to speak to you this morning and, you know, but it is very sad, and I'm sure there's going to be an outpouring in South Africa today.
With people.
Yeah, shame, man.
Sending you some very big squeezes, Sam, and obviously to the Mansfield family. Our condolences from the Hot family as well.
Goodbye.
I will definitely pass it on. Yeah, Thank you so much.
Love to Corrie, yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah, okay.
Take care. Okay, guys.
Hot 102.7 mourns the passing of Jeremy Mansfield.
Radio is a very honest medium. People can hear through dishonesty.
Jeremy has been part of our radio and TV lives since 1985.
I've always been an honest person who believes that if you don't give back to the community that you're part of, then you shouldn't be there in the first place.
We've lost a legend.
I love cooking. I grew up in a home in the Eastern Cape.
A family man.
Whatever time of the day you walked into the kitchen, there was something cooking.
A friend.
The first thing that makes me happy is making other people happy.
The Nellolino, knife for juggler of the world. And he's standing there on the side of the highway juggling with 18 knives. And these two eggs drive past. And the one says to the other one, yes, these drink driving tests are getting tougher every day.
A kind soul.
You're going into theatre today. Dr. Van Heerden's going to sort you out. And all of your costs are covered. Okay.
Thank you, Jeremy. Thank you, Sam.
Oh, it's a pleasure.
Thank you, Sam. Oh, my gosh, I absolutely see the stars. I thank you from the bottom of my heart. Thank you.
Hot 102.7 wishes to extend our condolences to Jeremy's loved ones, family, and friends. Lala ngoxolo mhlobo, sohlala sikukhumbula. Rest in peace, friend.